Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkol and Daf in base and Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Shishi, Halacha Aleph, starting the Gemara in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Shlosh says Shefaris v'chulei, it says in the Mishnah, there were 13 Shefaris which are pushkas where they put the money in. Says the Gemara Tanya, Shefaris alolu akumus oyu. The reason why it's called a Shefar, because it went at an angle. Tzoris milamalon v'rechoves milamato, there were narrow on top and wide on the bottom, because when you have a box which is narrow on top, it's very hard to put your hand inside to take the money from there. You have to turn it around, so people should not come and steal the money. They did it that shape. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, the Mishnah said they knew where the Oren was, and the Gemara goes on to the discussion, what happened exactly with the Oren, where was it? According to Blazar, the Oren went to Golos. When Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they took the Oren to Golos as well. Matam, how do we know that? What's the source? Lo yivoser dovar omar Hashem, ain dovar el shadibrus asoyches. Nothing will be left. It says lo yivoser dovar. Dovar lo shen dibrus. The thing with the dibrus, which means the Oren, will be gone to the Bovel. Chen oimer. Another pasuk, the king of Mechretzah, he brought the king of Yehuda, he brought him to Bavel, and he brought with him the Kli Chemdas Beis Hashem. Ezu Chemdas Beis Hashem, what's the most important Kli in Beis HaMikdash? The Aaron, that's the Aaron. So Kate to Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar brought to Bavel.
It was buried in its place, being underneath Beis HaMikdash.
So the pasuk in Melachim that speaks about the badim, about the sticks that were right next to the poles which were on the Aron, it says they go out and they stick out. I'm going to explain in a second what it means. And the end of that pasuk is Vayusham Adayim Azed. It's there till today, which means forever and ever the Aron stays in Beis HaMikdash. So more by the way, explains the pasuk. Ksi vayiru v'atomar v'lo yiru. The same pasuk says vayiru rosh abadim. It says v'lo yiru achutzo. Will be seen or not be seen. Elanirim v'lo nirim bolti v'yoytziv k'shnei dodi ha'isho. It's seen and not seen like the dodim of ha'isho, which is seen outside, but it's really covered because the paroiches is covering the badim, so you can't really see it. So the more about Amrim Belishka Dir Eitzim Ayaron Gonus. It wasn't Nignas Bim Koimer right underneath where it was, but it was Nignas in Dir Eitzim. And the more brings the story that we have in our Mishnah. Ma'is Mekonechot Baal Mum Shaya Oimed Mavtzia Eitzim Belishka's Dir Eitzim. There was a Koin Baal Mum, meaning he had a blemish, so he can't do a void on Beis HaMikdash. So his job was to take out, to smooth out or remove the toiloim, the worms, from the wood. He sees the floor is different. There's one tile on the floor different than the other place, other areas of the floor. He calls, comes to a friend and says, come, I want to show you. I found this floor is a little different. It looks like something is underneath it. They didn't finish it until he died. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his neshama away in order for him not to reveal where the Aron is. They knew clearly, Sheshama Aron Ganus, that's where the Aron is. Tanya Rishai Kishalo Bekurnos V'yotza Eish V'Seraftoi. So the story was a little different. Now that he went to his friend and he died, but he hit the floor with a kurnos, with a metal vessel, and came fire from underneath and burned him. There are two runners going with Am Yisrael in the Midbar. One had the Torah in it, which means the Luchos Achronos that came down from the mountain. The other one had the broken first Luchos, was in the second arm. So the one that had the Torah, the Luchos Achronos, that stayed in the Oil Moed, in the Mishkan. It did not move in the Machane. The other one, they had the broken earlier Luchos, in other words, it was going in and out when they went to war, and many times you saw it with them. There was only one Oren. It was only one time it left the Beis HaMikdash, after Mishkan, left the Oil Moed, and it was a time of Eli. They took him out, and it was captured by the Plishtim. Kayim is Seil and Rabbanon, where it says the pasuk is helps Rabbanon. Oylanu mietzelim min yad eloikim adir ma'ele milo de chamun min yomehun. Meaning, the Plishtim, when they saw the Aron, it says, who is going to save us from this unbelievable appearance of God?
meaning they saw something they never saw before. And that was the Arun. It was the Arun that they never saw before, because until then it was concealed in Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the place where the Arun was staying. Says the one that been based with base. Crime Kari Messiah Abudu Ben Lakish. Figure right Abudu Ben Lakish to the two Aronis. Says in the pasuk Vayomer Shaul LaAchiyo Hagisha Aron HaElokim. He says to Achiyah, bring the Aron HaElokim here, and that's the war that they had with Plishtim. But where the Aron is in Kriyas Yarim, that's the location of the Aron at that time. So what is it doing over there in the war? There were two Aronis. Ma'avdu the Rabbanon. What did Rabbanon do with this? Hagishelai Hatzitz. Now what we talk about is not the Aron where you have the Luchis. Is the little box that the Tzitz was there, because you wanted to ask an Urim Vetumim. So you need to have all the big day Kohen Gadol. One of them is the Tzitz. So the more Kayim Messiah Le'ar Yudim Lakish. You know the Pasuk that helps with Yudim Lakish? It says in the Pasuk, Aron Ve'Yisrov Yudu Yoishrim Besukis. So Uriah tells David the Melech, he says, I don't want to go be with my wife, because the Aron and Am Yisrael are all sitting in Sukkos. Who understands? It means sitting in a place called Sukkos. Says the more of Aron B'Tzirin Hoyo. Aron was already in Tzirin, which means he was in Yerushalayim. David the Melech brought to Yerushalayim. What is it doing there in the war? So you see, for me, there were two Aronis. One went to war, and one stayed in Yerushalayim. Says the more of the Rabban. What Rabban will do with this Raya? Says the more Schach, using here the Gius of Chaim. Schach Shaloi Bekirush Hadayim Lo Nivna Beis Abchira. What it means, Sukkos, doesn't mean the location Sukkos. It means literally a sukkah. The Aron was sitting in a sukkah, because before the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, before Shlomo HaMelech came and built Beis HaMikdash, the Aron was sitting in a sukkah. So it did not have on it a permanent roof, just like a sukkah, just a temporary roof. And that's what Uri is saying. He says, Am Yisrael is on Sukkos because they're in the war. And the Aron is in Sukkos as well. So I both things together, at this stage, is not time to be with the wife. Continues the Gemara, it says, Mishenignaz Aron, Nignaz Imoy Tzintzenes Haman. The man who was with Aron also was buried with it. V'etzloich is Shemen HaMishcha. And the small container that held the Shemen HaMishcha. U'maklushlaron Prochov V'shkeidov. The makal of Aron that happened after Koryach, after the Machlokes Koryach, Kashmohu proved it to everybody that Aaron is the one who was chosen. So the makel of Aaron grew the flowers and the shkedim. So that makel was together with Aaron and was buried with Aaron. The Aaron guys, Sheshiva Plishtim Oshom Le'eloike Yisrael. When the Plishtim sent the Aaron back after they captured it, they sent it back with a box full of gold, and that box also was buried with Aaron. So Migdazoi, who's the one who buried the Aaron? Yishayar Gnozo. Yishayar the king. He saw the pasuk that says, "Yoy lechashem oyischovis malkecho asher tukim alecho el goyah shelo yadat atov avisecho." He says the pasuk says you're going to galus, you're going to go to exile. Amud v'gnozo, he went and he buried the Aron. Hador dichtiv ayoyimer lelevim amevinim lekol Yisrael lekdoishim laHashem. Tnu Aron hakodesh bebayis shebona shloima ben David melech Yisrael. Put the Aron in the bayis and lechemasa bekosef. You're not going to put it on your shoulders. So what does the pasuk mean? If he's going to go to Babel, you're never going to be turning back. That's what it means. If you saw Nevuah, if it goes there, you'll never take it back with you to Eretz Yisrael. So now you leave it here and you're able to worship. So now you don't have to worry about the Aron. The Aron stays here forever. So based on this Nevuah and based on the Pasuk, Yeshua decided to be going as the Aron, and together with the Aron, all the things that are connected to the Aron were nignaz, were buried with it. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Mem Beis.